Spillers, welcome back to Sisterly Spill Podcast. I'm Jocelyn Jaroge.
And Mercy Joy Simiu.
Ooh, today she's given us her second name, her middle name.
It's not my middle name. It's just like my dad said, yeah. Mercy Joy. But people, ID. What do I ID? Wakamek Joy.
Yeah.
My second name, but Mercy Joy. Like, ooh. Call me MJ.
Hi, MJ.
Hi, baby
you
girl.
You all look lovely.
Thank you. How are you?
I am great, and I'm excited for today's topic. I cannot wait to get started because today it's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
I can see that. I can see in your face.
I'm so ready.
You're ready.
So today's topic is something that has come to our attention that we need to talk about. It's something that, I don't know, it's kind of unscrupulous in the world of content creation, but why not?
And what?
Unscrupulous.
Get out of here for real. I'm saying get out of here for real. I'm saying.
Today I'm using big words.
Yeah.
I'm using what I'm learning. They do say the best way to learn something is repeating it over and over again. So here we go.
Okay.
So yeah, today's topic is about the traits in men that we don't like as women.
Like what women want.
Oh, that's the way I wanted to put it actually. Thank you, girl. But yeah, we want to talk about what women want, what we women want.
I feel like that is a very, very, very good conversation.
Yeah.
Coming from two women who have experienced life like a 50-year-old women.
I know. If you were to look at the experience, you'd actually think we're 50 years old.
Yeah. Tuneza kukalisha chini to kupe advice and you're like, yo, akimu mepitia.
You karibu tulize, like, how old are you?
I know.
By the way, let's go back to the basic of it all. But yeah, that's the topic of the day. Mm-hmm. And how are you feeling about it, Masi?
I am feeling excited about it because I have a lot to share.
Ooh, indeed you do.
Actually, it's not about relationships alone.
Yeah.
In general, even comma tattoos, like just at work.
Yeah.
What do women want?
Yeah.
Like katupendi nini?
And I know this conversation is going to sound like we have it in for the boy child, but baby boy, hatu kuingilili hivyo. But unfortunately or fortunately, you're the topic of discussion today.
Just take it as a lesson.
Yeah. And we're just revealing to you what women think, only that they're not confident enough to say it. Or rather they prefer to be respectful enough not to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So today we want to say to you, as our brothers. So listen to us, brothers. We got something for you today. I know when people hear Sisterly Spill Podcast, unasamanga ni mostly sisters.
Yeah.
But I promise you there's a lot of content in this podcast that is about men that you'd actually be surprised.
And you will want to hear about it
and
also take lessons and know that, oh, kume my girl doesn't want that.
Yes, absolutely.
No. And it's all courtesy to us, please.
Oh yes, please. And when we're saying this, we're like going to the nitty-gritties of what we really don't like, or rather what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll get the hint of it once we even start, and we're starting with one particular one.
Round one, fight.
Men throwing socks all over and throwing shoes all over. Twanze na basics ata twende mbali sana, tutafika huko lakini twanze hapo.
Yes.
Why hii tabia ilianza wapi, Masi?
Unachukia?
Eh, I have lived with a boyfriend before, so I know how annoying it can get. Let me tell you, I don't know, is it like an unconscious thing they do? Or what happens?
I don't know, I don't really mind it because, let me tell you, I don't mind them throwing it everywhere.
Yeah.
Because Mimi, I come from a family where we have three boys, Nankona in the middle of these three boys.
Mm.
So I have seen it all. One thing that I hate, au kukojua kujua kwa chuju. Like, I hate it. Like, guys, straight. Like,
I know.
Straight.
Literally, mukona kipimo. Mukona machine ya kupima na mtu mi. If anyone should have the excuse to spill
it's
urine everywhere. Yeah, it's a woman. Because you don't have, like, a kitu ya kusaidia kupima ama kutarget.
Like, please. Like, there's a straight line. You can hold your thingy. It's straight. What? Why is it like you're splashing everywhere?
It's annoying. Oh, but it's really annoying because you usually get in the bathroom. Maybe say umemaliza kuosha bafu, iko safi and everything. Then unakuja unapata stains hapo.
Me usually just go like, I call your name, for example. Let me use, whose name am I going to use?
Say Jack.
Let me use Jack. I'll just be, Jack! Please,
calling out in the
no.
I think when I get hate a
it,
son,
by the way, I hate it.
You know, I think when I get a son, I think the first thing I will do is just tell them like this funny heavy.
Go straight. Yes, like, straight. Point
I feel
it there.
It starts from when they're young. I think they just do it randomly and just don't care. So I think that's something they grow up with. Mm. But it's not supposed to be like that. That's annoying, guys. Mm. I don't know if you feel like it's something that men just normally, naturally do. It's not.
It's not.
Kujidanganya.
Kujidanganya.
Yeah. And the other thing is basically
arrogance. Me, achatuni same mambo ya arrogance. Me, I hate men.
Arrogance.
Who are
I've experienced
arrogant.
Somebody who is arrogant.
Yeah.
In dating, the dating scene, I'm an
no, even generally. Yeah. Like, what unajua, like this somebody who is just built.
Yeah.
And put out there to be an arrogant old man.
Yeah.
And Kwanzaa, I hate it when it comes from old people.
Yes, yes.
Like, who are you? Like, who raised you? You're 50.
Let me tell you. For the old guys, actually, we can even understand. Because maybe their parents weren't that keen.
No.
Maybe the arrogance.
No.
You know, the times were really tough. So, au wakonaka excuse kidogo ya. They were really raised differently.
Mm-mm.
But I don't understand how a modern man can be like that. And you actually expect everybody to understand
Mimi,
you.
Just imagine I'm not going to give excuse to a person. Kisemati, oh, their time was wherever.
Yeah.
Me, I feel like a modern man is more, it's understandable
yeah.
when they're arrogant because we are finding these people being raised with single mothers, so they don't really know a lot. But when it comes to these old people, they tulikuwa na familia, kulikuwa na polygamy.
So yeah. Where do you get the iyo nini ya kukua very arrogant, you shameless man? Like you didn't know, wow. The reason actually is because they were not self-aware. These guys didn't even know the meaning of being self-aware. So for them, it was like the man should be on top of everything. Meaning that came with a lot of arrogance.
Mm.
And it's tied down to toxic masculinity. And that is one thing that I hate. Hey! Toxic masculinity. Let me tell you, Ati siwezi kushikia bag. Me kwanza, I cannot be somebody who cannot hold my handbag for me.
You're ati holding my bag.
Nana kwambia unishikie tu.
Imagine
for like
you will
minutes.
Hold it.
By fire, by force.
Imagine you will hold it. Me,
no,
I don't know about these people.
Right?
Especially, let me just say, especially our African men.
Yeah.
Yo, those ones who are conservative, it's very hard for them kushika two bag. Like nika bag nini nutapigwa.
Hey, kwanza una kama unaweza beba carrier bag, bag ya mwanamke iko na nini?
Me, I know somebody who can't.
For real?
Haizi. Atakwambia babe, wacha nikulipe tu. I will give you 10,000 but I'm not.
I'm not carrying your bag for you.
I know
you.
But I hate it.
Like in this sasa unaona at least yanakuja na pesa. Pesa
mimi usinipe pesa. Mimi mbona ushiki? Inaonekana umeona msichana hapo. Mimi usinipe pesa.
Oh my God. But I've never understood the science. I wish, you know, these are things now we should even bring like a male perspective. And I know for sure one day we'll bring one. But honestly speaking, why don't you want to hold your
no,
woman's bag?
No, wanafikiria gati wataonekana kuwa kama the kinuthiers, like right? The simp.
And is it bad? Okay, I feel like maybe our generation has kind of made it look like it's a bad thing. Actually, no. Let me take that back. Akina, abed, anaitangwa nani, this toxic masculine guy, uyu wa Twitter na wamaju.
What is going on here?
But I know you guys know what we're talking about. The people we're talking about. We won't mention them for copyright issues. Yeah. But you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But these people.
Yeah.
Typically are very masculine. Like they are toxic. They're masculine in a toxic way. There is one thing about women. We love masculine men. We love them. Absolutely
but
love them.
But not in an arrogant way.
Hey. No. And I know for sure even men can relate because they're women who are toxic. Like feminine, I don't know if there's even a word for
like
it.
Arrogant.
Yeah.
Because it's not even applied in relationships alone. Look at jobs. Look at kwa matatu, for example. Mtu anakatalia tenbobi yako na anakuongelesha vibaya.
Imagine.
Like surely.
Ay, ama kuna nawa story yako jisasa kupendi. Hizi ni nini sasa?
That is where I keep saying, not everybody is meant to be a boss. When you bring that conversation, the point you said,
yeah.
I feel like loud and clear, and I'm not going to take that back.
Yeah.
Not everybody is meant to be a boss.
It's not for everyone.
It's you may have the qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Here,
you may have the qualifications. You may have been even... what, given the promotion because maybe of your skill set and maybe the line of duty that you're in, but doesn't mean that naturally you've been gifted with the ability to be a boss.
No.
Not everybody's meant to be a boss. And honey, like it's okay. Just accept it.
And I feel like HR should be looking at these qualities, like not just qualifications. I get that uko na hiyo miaka hamsini, umefanya miaka na miaka, but what are the qualities? Are you going to lead your people in the right way?
No. So some come with very personal issues.
Because they come so arrogantly, you're like, wewe ni nani? Nani amekuweka hapa? Like, can we discuss your qualifications?
Can we just rewind and see how you got to come to this?
Too arrogant. Yenye, you can just be like,
bro, no, I am doubting your qualification, but it's fine. I have no word in this. You do you. I cannot speak, but fine. Anyway, that was kind of like a diverting moment.
There's no diverting because we're saying we meet these arrogant people at work.
Yes.
And there are maybe most of them will say our bosses might be one of them.
And actually, many people do complain a lot about their bosses and maybe their colleagues.
It's arrogance and also it's the whatever. Masculinity,
the toxic masculinity,
that
you cannot be on top of me, and one moment that you speak out of term, I will put you in your place. Like, that's the attitude they come
with. It's not even putting me in my place, honey, because we don't belong there. You're just putting people down. Oof. And people being down doesn't mean they belong there. It's just like you're being an asshole and an arrogant old
sad man,
sad motherfucker. Other than that,
she needed to let that out, guys. Yeah. She has not really been having a good time. We completely understand your sister. This is Sisterly Spill Podcast. We stick together.
I don't say that. I've been having a very great time. It's just like people are so arrogant here.
And we've had this from our friends as well. That's why we felt like it's also a good thing to mention, not just the romantic setting of arrogance, but also like generally like professional settings and also friendship settings where arrogance can
Even in matatus when somebody akikatalia your 5 bob.
Yeah, that's
also nanakuwa arrogant.
Na naanza kukuambia ati, oh madam, sijui nini.
Ngoje mimi niliambiwa hivi. Mimi niliambiwa hivi. Na wewe ni light skin na unataka 10 bob.
Allah! Hey! By the way, what is this thing that comes with being light skin? Unakuonanga tu wewe uko na tu pesa, Brown skin ati rangi ya tangi ya tao. There is nothing. There's nothing that annoys me like that. Rudi Bungoma tu.
Nirudi tu kwetu Bungoma mnipe 10 bob yangu.
I don't know, but I don't know why they associate that with money. They associate light-skinned women with money. I am really honestly wondering why they usually link that together.
Because me, if I tell you, if you ask my exes, I might be working, but if you ask them, I was the poorest person in this world.
We can't believe you're so lucky, you're beautiful and you know light-skinned, but why?
She's so poor. Oh my god.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah, but
the other thing that usually I don't like about men, or rather what women usually feel like it's good to communicate when it comes to this gender, is fact incompetence.
What is fact incompetence?
Fact incompetence. Ushai jaribu. Actually, let's go back to the family setting. I can't tell you how many times my mom has tried to get my brothers to wash utensils. But hey, venye wataziosha, kesho asubuhi hata wauliza tena. They will just wash them badly. I don't know if it's fact incompetence, but it applies to women as well, right?
Because we do that. Okay, me, I have done that.
You have done that?
I have done that. I went to my aunt. I went to my aunt. I went to my aunt and she thought because metoka Bungoma, I could cook, mandizi, plantains. Of course I know. But there's no way I'm going to show you I know how to cook so that you can tell me to cook every time. So I cooked very poorly and she never allowed me to cook again. See?
So in short, men are very smart beings.
Everybody.
For faking incompetence.
Everybody. That one, it's no men.
That is, men are very smart beings then. You know, like an podcast may change the nini trajectory. Because I'm really going to attack kuwachomea. Masi na yako hapa na jaribu kuinua boy child. Mimi, I was so determined to speak about fake incompetence.
Mimi,
I was so determined.
You know your mom is so nice. My mom atakwambia osha vizuri.
Aruli. Narudie.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I think my mom is the sweetest human being. I love you, mommy. She will not force you to do what you don't want. She will be like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. So ata mimi nime grow up in that setting. Kiona brothangu afanyi kitu vinye nataka. I will do it myself. And he'll kume yeye chini ya maji akwa like, ah, very nice. Mm. So they will just not do anything in the house until you ask them. And it's good because actually when you ask them, they actually do it. But men fake incompetence so that they avoid responsibility. Vinye tume tupate example yako ya plantain.
Yeah. That's okay. I agree with that. It's like the more you're stupid, the more you play stupid, the more people don't rely on you.
Yes. Now, unakuwa na freedom ingine mzuri. But then again, the problem is everybody associates you with irresponsibility.
Yeah.
You're not reliable. Mm. You're lazy. Mm. I don't know how that. But anyway, honestly, you'd rather be called all that, but you're not being festered with a lot of responsibility that are not leading you anywhere.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's something I don't like in men.
Hey, me.
Don't. Niambia tu utake kufanya moko na shughuli fulani. But ukifake incompetence, I will not look at you as a man I want to be with in my life. If now we're looking at the romantic setting.
So
fake incompetence. Do you know I came here with a lot of pain from that because I'd seen it even in movies and I'm like,
from childhood. Ni kama kwa childhood trauma.
Kwanza ingine wanome kujifanya atipia hawaji kuhandle mtoto. Unaona, let's say for example, must you give birth to a baby, right? And then your man is like, I don't know how to change diapers.
You
like,
left it in my tummy. What do you mean? You left
this
it.
Is your...
in my, you left it there, Ukochinu. You left child. It. That's your child.
Yes.
That's your thing.
You know.
It, matter of fact, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's me who's just carrying this human being.
Mm.
But it's you. Like, this is your thing.
After
like
providing the egg.
Like, the I was just like, Mimi na mold.
Oh my god. But I feel like the generation we are in right now, we'd rather just be open about what we like and what we don't like. And let's just share the responsibilities. Fake incompetence. And you're right, even women do that nowadays. But I think also women became smart and were like, you know what?
We are going to
let's just use this as well. Tuone ni nani atafanya hizo makazi munakata nyinyi wote. Tukae hivyo basi. You see?
Mm.
But actually that one, that point we actually understand them.
Yeah.
But
Mimi,
to change.
Mimi, there's something about communication, lack of communication.
Men
have this tendency of assuming.
I have become triggered.
Like, why are you assuming I will be okay when you disappear on me for 2 days? Like,
when I could, like, hey, baby girl,
who raised you?
Jaber.
You okay. know,
when like, nothing happens. Like that,
when you say it like that.
Agal Toto.
Yes.
Agal baby.
Yes.
Jaberana.
Jaber.
Hey, nyatima lando.
when a low man sees it like that, you know, I'm like, yeah.
When I get a box, you can, like, oh, I don't comment. Okay, tupatane lini. What do you want? But those men, I think they have a thing with women. I don't understand how they do it, but there's a way when they just start talking to you, you forget problems.
Well, kwanza the accent just like inakuvuruta and you're like,
sawa. What do you want me to do?
Like sit do down, you're like, I'm sad.
Honestly.
But anyway, Mimi, vitu za communications, I hate it when people don't communicate.
Yeah.
You see, you find this person you have been in contact with, na ana disappear. They disappear on you for 2 days.
Yeah,
and then comes back like nothing happened.
They act like they've been talking to you all along. They're
like, yeah. I didn't know it affects me. What do you mean?
How have you been? Afu, they want you to just forget it the way they forgot about it. Like, as long as I'm looking at you, I know what you did to me. I'm not gonna forget it. I love, there's a way, I don't know, there's this excuse men use quite a lot. That, oh, sisi, unajua sisi hatunanga emotions ka wanawake, so hata kukommunicate ikuje as easy to us as the way it comes to you women. I'm like, ni shule gani tuli attend tukiwa dogo, tuli splitiwa mahali tukienda tuka attend school of communication as women. Ebu, explain it to me. I love, what does emotions have to do with this? Huh? No, let me tell you, no, this is not okay, guys. Don't use those excuses. You're lying. Because honestly, there's no one point a woman has been taught about communication in love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, naturally, as we're speaking, emotions are more to women than men, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as long as a man is also capable of love, you have emotions in you. Meaning,
yeah,
these are logical things to think about. Like, it's not about emotions, it's logical.
Mm.
I love you, meaning I want to talk to you and do things that make you happy.
Mm.
How do you go a whole day without talking to me and then come and tell me that you love me? Akianani. What do you mean?
Go back to where you came from.
You know. Like, enough, it's transcending even to other relationships, not even just romantic ones.
It's not.
Then just generally when it comes to communication. But
I feel like they just like disappear.
Out of nowhere. With no trace. Somebody, at least have the courtesy to come and tell me that I'm sorry I disappear, this and this happened. But kukuje kwanza kujifanya that nothing happened.
And another thing that has come to mind
is
women, let me just say me personally, I don't like stingy men.
Ah, yeah. Hey.
When I say, when I'm actually telling you that, oh, I'm going to town, I'm going to make my nails.
Mm.
You need to use your brains.
I am not going to say it.
Me, I hate stingy men.
You know, I'm not going to tell you, I needed 2K to go and make my nails.
I'm not
between the lines.
You know,
you're a grown
there's
man.
A difference between us and younger girls.
Yeah.
When you're anasemaga, I need 2K urgently.
Yes, yes.
I don't need 2K urgently.
Yeah.
Like, babe, I'm going to make my hair
and my nails.
And my nails. So I am leaving. Me hata sikuambi nataka.
But nikiingia kwa matatu nafaa kusikia ting ning ning.
Kwa matatu ama Uber.
Masi
anatuwekanga wapi, by the way. You know,
boy child, you know that I will be Masi.
Oh my god, when she says she doesn't like stingy people, hata mi wanamkasirisha, because the things I say are like, aki sasa wewe hizo ni nini unasema. Sasa nini tupande matatu tena shuali.
Go, actually unafaa kuwa na gari yako na driver
You're not even that, like, just like
just take care of me
to Uber. Like, take care of me. I'll come and take care of you. Just take care of me.
Oh,
like,
God.
Don't be stingy.
Yeah,
in terms of even not money, even
stingy
love.
Attention. Actually, attention. That's where men usually draw the line. They'll give you the money, but attention was expect.
Yeah, pay two pesa.
Two issues separate lines. As long as you're feeding me, you're taking care of me, I'm good to go.
But I hate stingy men, and I'm so sure many women
can relate to that.
And it's not about you giving me millions of money.
No, it's something as small as 1,000 for making my nails, maybe once in a while.
Mm.
It's small as 500 bob for maybe when I'm stuck somewhere and I need maybe I need an Uber to take me close. Maybe somewhere close. I'm trying not to be cheap.
I am looking at Jessie to just make sure
there's a piercing.
She's going to 500. I'm at 1,000. She's 500. Now we are going to 100. I'm like, where?
I need to experience different financial stability.
Yeah, because
the way I'm
not
talking about money, it's like, it's scarce. I've been suffering and surviving to a point that I can't go beyond 1,000. But no, we're praying for better and bigger. So anyway,
yeah,
the other thing that I know for sure in men, this one is gonna touch Masi a little bit.
Why?
Controlling behavior.
Why do you say it will touch me?
It will touch Masi a little bit because this girl has had her fair share of controlling behavior.
Why do you say that? Achanwambi, Josie assumes because I've been in relationships.
Then it's not assuming. I know.
What do you mean?
Assuming, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Did they say me to do something?
Someone sent me. Or paid me.
Nani alikutuma? Who sent you, Josie? What do you mean controlling behavior?
Controlling behavior. So, okay, one thing I can say. Let me speak for myself now.
Mm.
One thing I wouldn't like, or rather I don't like in a man, is controlling behavior.
Mm.
You can love me without controlling me.
What
you
do you mean?
You can take
by
care
that?
Of me. Controlling behavior, it's basically trying to manage me. Trying to manage my every move, trying to manage my opinions whenever I'm talking about something. checker too. Where checker too? Now she's starting to relate to your man and a checker. But when you're trying to control even my opinions, like when I want to express something and you're limiting me to what I can think to fit your own perspective, that is controlling behavior. It doesn't just go to physical, you know, aspects. It's also mental and emotional. You're trying to box me in your own, to fit your own perspective of things. I don't like that. You can't control me. Because honestly, and I feel like naturally, I honestly wouldn't blame men so much. I can defend that part by saying men are kind of molded to believe that a man is in charge of a home, of a household. So I don't know whether this word in charge of a household usually gets to them so deeply that they start thinking that I need to make sure everything and everybody is under control.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like there's a way it goes overboard to a point of now starting to control your woman, which is so wrong. And it's small as even manipulating me in terms of telling me like maybe I should start avoiding certain friends because you think they're influencing me. Oh, mdogo mdogo, utajipata ta contact.
Just come to me direct.
I come to you direct. Let me tell you something.
Josie is just like coming to me direct.
Everything I'm saying has happened
to her. There's a guy who was saying, me, I don't want you to hang out to Josie.
Imagine.
Because
who says that? You umekuja ukanipata hapa unataka mimi ndio niondolewe hapa. Hebu rudi huko huko kwenye umetoka.
Aliona Josie yako na tabia mbaya.
Imagine. Tabia tabia mbaya. The guy that Mas is talking about is,
no.
Let's just say
no.
It's one of the guys on the list of the past. We don't want to mention anyone. This time I'm a bit sensitive on people we are mentioning, so I'm a bit limited.
Actually, actually, there have been so many men in my life that just said, can you please cut Josie off?
Imagine.
Josie is so opinionated.
I think the guy was a bit insecure, thinking that maybe I would influence you. So I think alikuwa anaona ni kama, actually it's not just me, it was me and some other friends of Mercy. So he just sat one date and told Mercy that I don't think these friends of yours are good people to hang around. Mercy akamuliza why, and he's like, oh, I feel like they're influencing you badly, they're making you, you know, have very weird ways of thinking and stuff like that. I don't even remember by the how you even reacted. I just remember you told me you laughed. But then again, I was offended by what he was saying. I was like, first of all, we've known Mercy more than you. Second of all, you found us here in this house. Unakujaje kwa nyumba yetu, unatufukuza sisi.
Mimi niwaambia siku zote, mimi am a good girl. What do I...
No, guys, I don't even know where he got the bad girl thing from me.
No, anyway. Well,
he doesn't even know enough to know that you have... Hey!
It's almost selling.
I'm almost selling the tea. I'm almost honoring our the name of our podcast. I'm almost spilling the tea, sister. Oh, I was feeling it.
And I feel like the last time that happened, I said, no, please move on with your life. Because at the end of the day, you will leave. You might leave me.
Yeah.
But these people will never leave me.
Yeah.
Like, mimi nikifuliza, Josie atanifulizia. Like,
anytime, atakama nika 5 bob kame back, ni sawa, tuta survive. But point is, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And nobody should ever settle for anybody, whether it's a man or a woman, who tells you what to do with your friends. That's wrong. You can have an opinion if maybe it's that critical. Not joking about situations in your own, these people are influencing you in a bad way. They don't want the best for you. But you don't have any right to tell them to drop them.
Yeah.
Let them make the decision on their own if they see it fit.
We but hear you, sister. Who you? I feel like Pana. He touched you.
Hey, controlling and behavior.
And I am very sorry for that. I think the last one before we go is disregarding boundaries.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know you that well to come and start touching me and being very touchy with me.
Kwanza tuongelele touts. Makanga. I don't know why these guys always assume they know where you're going. Unajua nishaibebwa. Nikapelekwa kwa gari ya Isli. Nasikuwa nenda Isli. I was just passing by. Imagine, do you know how that, if you know that stage, you know how crowded it is. So ipa chenye napitia kwa the pavement kumeja, so unapitia hii side yenye basi iko. So I want to cross and go there. So huyu mtu anaassume nataka kuingia basi. They were fighting for people to get nilibeba, najaribu kumwambia bro mimi siendi, siendi. By the time I was actually speaking up, I was already on the steps kwa hiyo basi. So ndio natana mwambia mimi nimekwambia siendi, ni nini uelewi? But then let me tell you,
boundaries.
And you know that's not even a romantic thing.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's
disregarding not. Boundaries is one thing, man. Because today on a mwanamke akibeba mwanaume akimwambia yaingie gari. Unashona kitu kama hiyo.
Emma, you see these people that we've met, specifically, I know you will relate to this.
Okay.
There's a man, when you hug them, they hold you tight. And I don't know, why are you trying to feel my boobies? Why?
Do men do that intentionally?
I don't know.
I think one day we should just like have a circle of men and ask them, do you do this intentionally?
Like, what is, you're crossing a boundary.
You're pressing my body up against yours. And it's so uncomfortable because you don't know me. We're not even acquaintances. And you're hugging me as though I'm your lover or a wife.
Na ukai vizuri hivyo kunihugi hivyo.
And it's so lingering. Alafu, you notice that the hands start sliding across your body.
Okay, that was...
Acha niache ku spill the tea. No, spill it. That one.
You remember, the way that guy was doing it to you?
Yes.
And he almost bent you over.
Hey! Almost, ama he did.
Let me tell you.
By the time I'm realizing this guy is being naughty, I had already gone a certain level of disrespectful. Nilizungushwa nikabendiwa over within 1.5 seconds. I don't even know how that happened.
By the time it was appalled. Yes. She came to me and she's like, you can't believe what happened. I say, what? This guy, Josime, mulikuwa wapi kwa lift?
Elevator.
Imagine. Then Josie hugged this guy. And this guy, why did you hug him in the first place?
I didn't hug him. I did not hug him.
How did it get to a point in yameku bend over? Like,
he told me he wanted me to take him somewhere. So I was busy at that time and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to take him. I'm busy. But there's a way he talked and he convinced me. By the way, as we're saying this, I was single, guys. to see mixes online. I was single. This would never have happened if I was in a relationship. But I remember he told me he wanted some assistance in something he was doing. So I was like, you know what? If it's not going to take a lot of my time, then let's do it. Let me take you. So we go. So in the elevator, of course, it's just the two of us. And now he's just talking. And then he decides this is the moment to get freaky with this chick. He got close to me. He held me. Wow, wow. Nah. Hey, what is happening? I'm telling you, when I tell you 1.5 seconds, babes, I am telling you the truth. It happens so fast. And I was like, and then that's when he felt awkward and he decided to just now step back and be like, oh, boy.
And he started avoiding you.
After that guy didn't want to see me. He would see me in one direction and go to the next.
Please, but let's not cross boundaries.
Yeah, that was so disrespectful because, first of all, you're assuming I want what you want. If you're a pervert, go and just entertain your bullshit elsewhere. Don't come and bring it to people who don't even express interest in you.
Yeah, like, come on, sisi ni colleagues, let's be colleagues. Come on, sisi ni friends.
Let's be friends. If we're acquaintances, treat it as such. Afu itabia kuhagiana, hagiana na kila mtu. Ilenzanga wapi? How am I hugging you? I don't know, my friend. I don't even know you. Why are we hugging? Just greet me with your hand. And I liked the time of COVID. It was a bad time, but honestly, I liked it because we were not hugging people. That means boundaries were respected, right? Yeah. But what?
No. Oh, we have had a share of that.
We have, and we still have a long way to go, but that is a story for another day.
Please share with us what you don't like.
About men?
About men.
And what you as a woman would like. And also to just make it a bit more spicier, what do men want in women?
Women, not one bit. Me, I feel like, let me just assume and say, a man will say, I want a submissive.
I want a woman with nyash.
No, I'm not submitting to bullshit. I'm not submitting to bullshit.
A woman who cannot submit to me is not a woman, and I will not have such.
But what am I submitting to?
Exactly.
I love that is when the point comes in. Oh, what are you bringing to the table? Like, honey, I am bringing headache.
I'm going to be a headache. Prepare yourself for this headache because it's going to be a lifetime, eh?
Like, yeah, guys, please share with us on our socials.
Yes.
And also, please follow
our page, our Instagram page. It's growing day by day, and we are on our journey to 500 followers. God. We need you guys to come up, step up, share our content with your friends.
We're actually growing on Spotify as well.
The numbers are growing, and we are so happy to have you guys on our team, on our community. We love you guys so much.
So much, and we want to say thank you for the day ones and the new subscribers and followers. Karibu sana.
Yeah.
And please make sure you follow.
Yes.
Every page. Yeah. From Spotify, Apple, where else?
All listening platforms, and including our Instagram page. We love you, and until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.